Matt Wheeler, the title cut of his new project, available starting today, Wonder of It All. He is with us here in the studio this afternoon. MattWheelerOnline.com.
Yes.
That's the best place to go.
Yeah.
I saw that we can just link right there. You can stream it, download.
Yeah, if you go to MattWheelerOnline.com, the cover art graphic right in the middle, click on it, and it takes you to a link that helpfully has all these little buttons that says, like, listen on Spotify, or like pre-order the vinyl, custom bookmarks, or whatever else. Yes. So.
Yes. I love that you can pre-order the vinyl.
Yes,
because
I love
how
that's
you
happening.
Need to be listening. Yes, organic and yes, sounds so much better, right?
I've been a collector for years myself, and so it'd be nice to have some like a work of my own actually pressed to wax.
Yes,
it'll due out on my birthday for that, but people can pre-order it now.
Okay,
and for those who don't know when my birthday is, that's September 2nd. So
that's
of this
great.
Year.
Well, and speaking of the cover art, we need to give a shout out to the one and only Ned Bustard. You know,
definitely.
He is famous. I follow Trinity Forum on Instagram, and, you know, every now and then I'll see his name.
Right.
They'll give shout outs to Ned Bustard.
Yeah, not that he isn't a big deal here in Lancaster area, but like he is more widely a big deal as well with his work with Every Moment Holy in particular. And, he's been an adjunct professor at Lancaster Bible College where I work, but also he's very plugged in with the Rabbit Room, the community that Andrew Peterson and his brother founded. And I've really in the last year or so, like a few months before pandemic hit, really was getting plugged in with the Facebook community around the Rabbit Room called the Rabbit Room Chinwag. And the conversations there really helped jumpstart this idea and helped get me into some of the books that are featured here. But Ned was there, and I would see him from time to time. And so when I was thinking of cover art as this project was coming together, I reached out to him on just sent him a message, and I was like, so here's the idea behind this project.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? And I was like, maybe he'll get back to me in like a week or something. He's probably busy. Like within a couple of hours, he was like, count me in. I'm like, okay, so maybe we should talk about some of the details. He was like, yeah, we'll do that later, but count me in.
Yeah.
like yes, then I'm like the Linacut print artwork that he does is beautiful. And I was like, if we could do that with the album, I feel like that would capture the idea, like the feel of what I'm going for with this.
Well, and I love how he incorporates the stories that the songs are inspired by. I'm assuming the rabbits are Watership Down, and then you have the horse, I guess the horse and his boy.
Yes. And, get two of the five.
So Orthodoxy, would that be the flowers, the wonder?
So yes. Yeah, so that,
the sunshine.
That's the hardest of the bunch. So when Ned and I were originally brainstorming around this, I was thinking of making bookmarks too because of the obvious book tie here.
Right.
Like I was thinking of like basically the cover art, like you'd split it into fifths and like each fifth would be a separate bookmark. We have custom bookmarks, but that's not what we end up doing with it. But that is what we end up doing with the cover art. So it goes left to right, the same as the sequence of the songs. So it's the Little Prince. That's why you got like the volcano and like the stars.
Yes.
And then after that, you've got the rabbits, which is a more obvious nod to Watership Down, where all the main characters are rabbits. Then you've got the horse and his boy. You got Bree or Huynh, if you like, depending.
Okay.
An Arnian horse, in any case.
Right.
Then you got the Hobbit door, and there's a little bird up top there. The song Little Bird is based on the Hobbits. And uses.
I see the Hobbit door.
Yeah, it uses a lot of lines from the song that Bilbo sings at the end of The Hobbit when he's coming back to the Shire. And then lastly, there's Orthodoxy. It's specifically from the chapter The Ethics of Elfland.
Yes,
which talks about like even before you have any kind of theological idea of anything, like you look at creation, especially like when you're young and like, you're like overcome with this awe and like you feel like you want to thank someone, but you don't know who. And it's like, so the first verse and second verse of the song, one's about like experiencing dawn, the daybreak, like, you know, kind of like calling out your name style, like Rich Mullins would, like kind of like making all like the sunlight and the clouds and the moon characters in the first verse. That's why there's the sun there.
Yes.
And then there's the wave because like in the story that everyone just heard, I was telling a story of like before dawn standing with my feet in the Pacific and like not being able to see much of anything, but being like awed at like this, just the sound and the feel and the smells, and like where like all I could see was like the top of the breakers out on the Pacific. Mm-hmm. But like inwardly being like, whoa, like his majesty is like, well, God, you were definitely here. And so yeah, like that's a little more abstract as far mm-hmm. as the tie to orthodoxy with that. But that's the connection. And so, okay. yeah, left to right, that's the cover art graphic.
Well, he did a great job.
Yeah, like the songs, it's intended to be something that, like, you look at it and you're like, wow, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. But when you dive into it and you look more deeply, it's like there's more to mine into. Same with the songs. Like, you don't have to know these stories to enjoy them. Mm-hmm. But if you do know the stories or you go and read them, there are certain things that will click into place and make sense.
Yeah.
I always love that kind of stuff myself.
Well, and I understand Orthodoxy was one of Rich Mullen's favorite books.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
That he would give it to people.
I did not realize that. Yeah. That's great.
I already enjoyed the book before. When I heard that, I was
but it makes sense. Just the whole wonder. If you've lost your sense of wonder, it's not too late to get back.
Right. Like in a song, like, you know, Every Age You Ever Been, which is also borrowing a bit from Dennison Whitmer from one of his songs, his song San Francisco. But anyway, like I think when you're a kid, it's really easy to be in awe and wonder of like everything. Like a 3-year old, mm-hmm. like everything is amazing. Like they see, you know, a certain flower or plant or bird for the first time, and it's like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. And you know, we don't keep that into adulthood, but there's still moments that we can you know, be in awe at and realize our smallness, but also mm-hmm. our significance, that God's given us a place in this big story he's telling.
Yeah. We are talking with Matt Wheeler, his album Wonder of It All available today, mattwheeleronline.com. That's 2 T's, mattwheeleronline.com. And we don't have too much time left, but I wanted to quickly talk about the White Owl Music Festival. Yeah. A festival happening,
yes.
And you are a part of it.
Yes.
Jars of Clay, I understand, headlining.
Yes.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah.
This is it Nashville?
It's Nashville area. It's Lebanon, Tennessee. It's on
Lebanon, Tennessee. Yeah, Farm. Not Lebanon, Lancaster, or
no.
Pennsylvania, Lebanon, Tennessee.
They might pronounce it Lebanon. I'm not actually sure yet. I haven't.
Yeah.
But... yeah.
But you're going to be there. I love that I was checking out the website, the White Owl website, a celebration of faith, hope, love, and gourmet music.
Yes.
UTR
Media's thing is calling like the brand of like Christian music that may not be getting like a lot of attention or airplay, like that UTR stood originally for Under the Radar.
Right.
So they're the organization behind White Owl Music Festival. And I've been in contact with them here and there, that one of the main founder, Dave Trout, one of the last shows I played before a pandemic hit was a house concert at his house. So when I saw that he was going to roll out White Owl Music Festival, which had gotten canceled in 20 and ended up, you know, not happening then, but when I saw he was doing it for 21, I just messaged him and was like, hey, it's really cool you're doing that. Love to be involved if possible. I know I wasn't available last year when you asked me about it. And he was like, well, we're probably going to keep it mostly local, and we have some big names we're looking for. I'm like, okay, no worries. So then a few months later, he rolled out the UTR Media posted who was playing, and in the first slate of artists that they put up the graphics for, it was Sander McCracken, Andrew Osenga, Brothers McClurg, and me. So I was like,
wow.
I was like, oh, so I guess I am playing White Owl Music Festival. Like,
that's great company to be in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is before Jars of Clay was announced.
Right.
And then later, when they were announced as the headliner, maybe like a month or so later, and I was even more excited, being big fans of theirs.
Yes.
There are a dozen or so, Baker's dozen artists who are going to be there. It's an outdoor festival. It's, you know, all safety precautions will be in place that are needed to camping on site or glamping even, because they have like some things are slightly upscale from just pitching your own tent. And it's the 29th of May for anyone who is thinking of making a trip over to the Nashville area. I mean, there are still tickets available, and there is a VIP thing where you get like a tour of Northwind Manor, which is where the Rabbit Room's headquarters is. Couple of special concerts, including one with Cindy Morgan.
Oh, wow. Cindy Morgan.
I know, right?
Wow.
Yeah, she's still making
music.
From
the 90s. Wow, Cindy Morgan.
I think she recently released a an album or a song or two.
I'll have to check that out.
Anyway, yeah. So it's this whole cool thing that honestly, if I just had the opportunity to even attend, I'd be really happy with. But the fact that I get to actually play it is a tremendous honor. And I'm really, really pleased and happy with that.
Well, and we can link up right from your website.
Yeah.
It was right there.
The aforementioned list of links that pop up when you click on the cover art graphic has a link to go to the White Owl site.
All right. So it's mattwheeleronline.com. Mm-hmm. And we will follow you too on Facebook.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I'm not on Facebook as much.
Well, and that's honestly, and anytime someone tells me like they're not on social media that much, I say kudos. Like that's a good thing. You know, I stay on there for my random facts of the day and music promotion stuff.
Which I do love, by the way. Birthdays. I've seen your random facts. They're
Thank
great.
You. Yeah, I'll be posting another one for tomorrow in the hours after this. But in any case, I try not to use it too much myself. You can find information about, you know, my music happenings on Facebook as well as Instagram and various other social media as well. If you look up Matt Wheeler and you see Wonder of It All attached or a guy with a beard and probably a hat, it's probably me. Probably.
Well, Matt, this has been great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. MattWheelerOnline.com. And congrats on the album release today.
Thank you so much.
Speaking of Jars of Clay, we're going to play a Jars song and then a news check. And then I will open up request lines.